Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Percussion Perspective. I'm Remy.
My name is Kevin Michael Mozarko.
Whoa, we got the whole name. And hey, Happy New Year, guys. It is 2025 now in your world. We hope that you have had a good holiday season and a good New Year's, and that your resolutions are sticking around and everything. Hopefully you haven't abandoned them and all of that stuff. We're going to start off this year. We thought it would be a cool way to start off the year with a couple of interviews. And so in this episode, I am going to interview Kevin. And in the next episode, Kevin is going to interview me.
What are we going to...
And he's finding this out for the first time right now.
No, I'm just kidding. I knew. Yeah, we just thought it would be kind of cool to... throw some questions at each other just to give you guys a little more info about us and things that we think about. Sorry. Was that a metronome?
Are you
practicing right now?
Metronome. It's just sitting here on my desk and I picked it up and I guess I accidentally turned it on.
Yeah, whatever.
That was the Boss DB60 sponsor us.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, we thought it'd be cool to just interview each other and give you guys some insights into us. And we're gonna do 15 actual questions and then maybe throw in some fun ones.
Yeah, 15 actual questions and 5
not actual questions.
Choose your own adventure questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I will be interviewing you on this one.
Sweet.
And we agreed on these questions beforehand. So unless you change the list since then, we'll be good. So are you ready? Do you need a glass of water or anything?
I'm good. I will apologize if I feel a little congested. I've been battling some...
If you feel a little congested?
I'm sorry if I sound... if I look a little congested... I've been battling some like sinus junk. I feel great, but I don't sound great. So anyway,
well, you don't look great. So
appreciate you. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Close my water bottle here. Question one: how long have you been playing?
I started in 2003 or two. So roughly, I did the math earlier, like 23 years, which kind of seems like a lot. But that's you know, since sixth grade and probably even before then, because I like my brother actually started in band before I did. He started in percussion, ended up switching to tuba.
Oh, I didn't know your brother was in band.
Yeah, okay. Barely. And
how do you want to tell people how old you are right now? You said you've been playing for 23 years.
Yeah, so I'm soon to be 34.
Yeah, you're 33 right now.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I mean, that's like 2/3 of your life, basically.
Yeah. So yeah, about 23 years.
Cool. Question number two: what is your earliest memory of playing percussion or just drumming?
Like I just said, my brother was in band and started in sixth grade. He's 2 years older than me. So he was in sixth grade. I was in like fourth grade. So he brought home a drum because that's what he got when he was in beginning band. And I remember just kind of watching him, and then he would play, and then he would like leave. He ended up not being very good at percussion. So I don't really know the story of him switching to tuba, but he did. So I just remember when he would be done practicing, then I would kind of go and get on his drum and like screw around and like, you know, who knows what I did. But that was
eight on a hand, right? With good technique.
Yeah,
and not too fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. But it's not like he showed me anything. It wasn't like he was showing me anything. He just like, he would be done if he even did anything. I don't really ever remember him playing around, but I would just get on his drum and his little, you remember like the old, like the black, quote
with
unquote,
a red zipper
practice pad that would just lay on top of the drum.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just like a floppy piece of rubber thing.
I would get on that and just play on that. So that's probably where I, you know, where it all began.
That's your first memory?
Yeah.
And does your brother listen to this podcast?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next question. What is one of your best memories of high school marching band? I guess it doesn't have to be marching band. It could just be high school band. But
yeah,
it'd probably be marching band.
That's a good one. I'm the one that wrote that one.
I was going to say you. That was one of your questions. Oh, man, that's a good
question. That's a really good question.
Whoever wrote that deserves a raise.
I mean, I don't know. Probably just because I went to a different – I went to like a K through 8 school. And so I think when I came into the school that I went to in high school
We're not telling people where we went to high school.
Are we not?
Do people know that the place you went is the same place?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We'll eventually just say where we teach. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
High school X.
I'm the percussion director at Juilliard.
Good for you.
I'm just kidding. I think one of the coolest memories was when I was in high school. I think I was it was my freshman year, actually. And we had this drill spot in a marching show where the whole drum line was in a circle facing into the circle. And we were at like OBA finals. I was kind of back when the school I was at was kind of making finals consistently at OBA for a few years. I guess that doesn't mean consistently, but made it. And we were kind of just like all hyped up because we would get into the circle and then lead that into like a little drum feature that we had. And so I remember being in that circle. I was a freshman and I was like, this is the coolest thing. I was playing bass one and everybody, we were like screaming into the circle. Like, here we go. This is going to be awesome. We're doing the drum feature the last time. And it was just, I don't know. I remember that. I don't remember really a lot from high school, but I remember that moment being like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy how like, I think about that pretty often, actually, is like, I really don't remember that much from high school, but I do. It's not like I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't want to make it sound weird, but I don't remember that much from high school. And it wasn't that long ago. I don't know if I've just like experienced so much since then that like my brain has just like replaced those, or if like I don't really talk to those people from high school a whole lot, except like my wife and I are from the same school, but and I do talk to her most of the time. I just don't remember that much. And then I think about, okay, well, my entire career is like teaching these high school kids and younger. And like, if I don't remember anything from back then, like, are they remembering anything that I say from day to day? Or like, so I don't, that's just kind of weird. You said that and that reminded me, like, I have that thought at like a couple times a week. Like,
yeah,
I'm putting my career in the hands of these kids in a lot of ways. And
I mean, pretty much in every way.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Like when you're about to do a marching show, it's like, you're hoping that these, you know, 15, 14 to 18 year olds can do it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. That's a cool memory. Glad that they let you participate in the band, you know, even though like you obviously,
my physical limitations that I had.
Yeah. Okay. Question number four. Why do you think you stuck with percussion into college?
It's just been like, I think I've thought of this a little bit recently. Like, this is probably my biggest like God given talent.
Yeah.
It's just like music and rhythm. Like, I mentally and physically understand rhythm and music really well. And it's like the one thing that I probably have been good at since, you know, back when I was messing around with my brother's stuff when he was in beginning band. It's just been something that I've been good at. And so, you know, just kind of all the memories that we were just talking about just made it to where, like, I want to continue, like, I have fun. So I want to continue doing it. I didn't really, what was the question about? Oh, and into college. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really think about doing much else, and percussion and drumming was always just one of the most fun things that I've ever done, and that still applies now. And so I've also just gotten to like experience a lot of cool things, met you. We have been acquaintances, a while.
Acquaintances. I think I remember him.
Yeah. But just like, I mean, it's who I was going into high school all throughout high school. And so it's just continued to be who I am.
Wow. That was deep. Okay. Cool. Number five, did you consider pursuing a different career path? I'm really curious in hearing this because a lot of these questions I kind of like know half the answer to for you because we've known each other for a long time. But
I'm assuming, I didn't really think when I wrote that, I guess that means like as I was going into college, would you say we can say like
before? Yeah, like, yeah. That's how I would think of it too. Like music is one of those that you get started in the career path immediately rather than just like doing 2 years of gen eds or whatever.
Yeah. So, no, I didn't. When I was thinking about going to college, music is all I really ever did. I played baseball a lot, but I actually quit baseball when I was after my freshman year because I didn't have the best experience. And I mean, playing a sport and being in a competitive marching program is hard. Trying to like balance both of those.
Yeah, at the same time.
And so I was like, I wanted to just kind of pick one to focus on, and I chose music over that, over sports, over baseball.
Were you better? Were you like, do you think you were better at music than you were at baseball?
Yeah. I mean, because I was my freshman year, I was on like the junior high team, and it was bad. Like our coach would randomly not show up to a practice or like, like it was just not, I mean, you could tell we were like the junior high bottom of the barrel team that the high school team didn't care about and stuff like that. So, I was pretty good at baseball, I think, but yeah, in the moment,
like slam dunks and
I would hit threes.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
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 Lots of three pointers.
but yeah, so no, I didn't, when I was going to college, I didn't think like, what are my options? I also didn't really like no one really sat me down and was like a counselor at high school or something. Didn't really sit me down and be like, you know, what are you interested in? Are you interested in like math or engineering or anything like that? And they didn't do that, which I don't know if that's their job. I'm not saying they did a bad job, but, you know, people also,
it seems very clear what you're saying.
What
I said, it seems very clear
that's
what
exactly
you're saying.
What I'm saying. But I guess short answer is no. I was interested in music. I think I had decided like band director was what I wanted to do, or maybe I was just like music ed. I didn't really, it wasn't clear to me because I remember my entire freshman year of college, I was very much like, I don't know about this. Because I mean, you know, it was my first year of like theory, like really being thrown into my face what theory was. And like, sight singing and ear training and music history. And it was all, it was like, it went from in high school, you just play a lot to now I was in college and it was like, I have to learn all this paperwork stuff about band and music.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and
I
honestly,
don't really know about this.
Yeah. I really liked all of that aspect of college. Like I really enjoyed music theory and sight singing and ear training. Like I still, every time I see Natasha from, you know, one of our professors from college, she was my sight singing and ear training professor. And I always thank her like, hey, thank you for being so hard on us. Cause now I'm a really good timpani player because I can like hear intervals in my head. But yeah, we don't use any of that
in our
job day to day, like not very much of
right.
it. Sometimes I get to, but most of it is just like, you have a music degree, so you need to understand all this, but in your day to day, you're just going to be like yelling at sixth graders to like hold their sticks the right way or whatever.
Yeah. So I was trying to get my
next question.
go ahead.
No, I'm kidding.
I was just going to say
your interview.
It was like music is what I ended up doing, but then it was like a struggle my first year. Like I remember, I think I probably told my mom this a couple of times, but like texting my girlfriend slash wife now, like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if this is like what I want to do. And then it like slowly got better and better because I was just like more understanding of it, I guess. But it was a struggle my first year for sure.
Yeah, it's a real steep learning curve, I think.
Well, it wasn't even, it wasn't even like learning curve.
Big adjustment.
Like, I was understanding it. It was just like, oh, a music degree. Like it's not just I show up and I'm like just playing, which it was a lot of playing. It was just, yeah, I guess I just hadn't given it any thought.
The academic side of it too.
Let's move on. I'm going to start crying.
Sure. that was number five. Okay. All right. Six. What is your favorite percussion concept to teach?
Oh, good. That's a really good question again. I'm going to probably stick to like stuff that happens in like sixth grade, but I like when we start to talk about stickings and stuff like that, or like the 16th note and eighth note combination rhythms, I like teaching those, but I mean, stickings are really fun because it's kind of cool when you can get your whole class to finally, like, they do all the same stickings and they kind of all see that, like, oh, that happened all at the same time and it looked the exact same. And it was really cool. And it's just one of those things that, like, a kid's going to understand it, but it might take him a while, but it's just cool. I don't know. There's something about take your pencil out and write these stickings in that I just kind of like. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I'm kind of glad that you're answering these questions before me.
That's why you wanted me to go first.
Well, no, it really wasn't, but that's a plus of you going first. Yeah, that's cool. Man, I have so many ideas for like, I was actually thinking the other day of an idea for like an Instagram series of like, don't stick things like a goober. Like that would be the series. And it's just me playing one rhythm, like stick it like this. Don't stick it any other way. And it's just based on just dumb stuff that I see kids do. Like, how do we stick that rhythm? They're like, right, right, left, right. I'm like, yeah. So stop playing it left, left, right, left, like, or left, 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 right. Or they're just doing dumb stuff.
Yeah. It's just like the basic natural sticking flow that most of the percussion world goes by. And things, and I also like it because I feel like that is a really solid way that I'm setting kids up for their future and being able to play things accurately and faster. And it's just like, it's kind of where I feel like I do some of my most solid teaching, I think.
Yeah, it goes with like the whole muscle memory and like, you know, when I talk about, we should do an episode on sticking. But when I talk to my kids, it's like, if you know the sticking for every rhythm, then sight reading is so easy. Like you just see the entire rhythm as one word and you just play it with whatever sticking. So anyway, that's a good one. What is your least favorite concept to teach then?
I mean, I would say it's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's really hard. I'm going to say two and I'll make it a really, really fast answer. But okay. I think, like reading mallets, like reading mallet notes, like playing the marimba, because it's so difficult for the kids. I think it can take some of them so long to get good at reading notes, like while they're playing it and not just like memorizing. I think it's hard because the kids, like they want, like you have to be a stickler, I guess. That's one of those things you have to be a stickler on, is like, if you're playing a line out of the book and you do have some smart kids that can memorize it really fast, it's like, well, I'm sorry, but I don't want you to memorize it. I actually want you looking at your book and reading those notes while you're playing the keyboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would say that, or I think it's also really challenging to get a kid to understand the importance of playing like accessory instruments well with like proper technique. And like, and I wouldn't say that, I mean, it's not, I like doing it, but it's one of those harder techniques to teach because the kids, they're like, why do I have to hold this triangle this way? Like, it sounds the same to me no matter what, or a tambourine or, or a bass drum. Like those are just, they're just interesting techniques that a kid, a sixth grader, seventh grader doesn't understand the purpose, but like us now who have been through college and understand the reasonings behind it, it's harder to get those thoughts into a younger kid's brain. So those yeah, are
because
those are
just I'm
tricky.
Better than you, and this is how I'm telling you to hold it.
Like, yeah. But it's like they understand the concept of why do I want to use my right stick here or my left stick here, but it's just a harder concept for them to get. It takes them a lot longer. I mean, I think I still have high school kids that like they don't care how they're holding onto a triangle, and it's like, well, there is a good way to do it.
Right.
At a bare minimum, I guess.
Yeah, those are both solid answers, I guess.
I hope I get a good grade on this.
Yeah, we'll see. Cool. Oh, this is the... Okay. Sorry, I lost my place.
Number eight.
I'm looking at the screenshots since the shared iCloud note didn't work. What would you say you were best at playing? Like what percussion instrument would you say you were best at playing? I feel like this is going to be the same for both of us.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like snare drum.
Maracas.
I mean, I feel like snare drum. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty competent on everything, that I need to be competent on. So I would say snare drum. I think my brain just works. It's just more rhythmic, and just yeah. I can just my hands. I have come accustomed to just when I need them to play something, they're good at it. So I would play snare drum. I mean, I would really say anything that's like drummy or rhythmic, and drum set. I feel like I've been getting a lot better at drum set over the last couple of months. So yeah, that would be my answer.
Yeah, that would be my guess too. It was I thought you were gonna say snare drum or drum set.
Yeah.
One thing on that, you are way better at drum set than I like, and I've known you're good at drum set for several years now, but I remember when we were in college and you like, oh yeah, I played drum set like in a band in high school, and like you were in spirit band for like basketball band and stuff like that. But I just always kind of thought you just like casually played drum set. And I've always thought as myself as like a really good drum set player. That's like when we do my interview, which I know you all were trying to get through this one so you can hear mine.
this one doesn't count.
Like I'll talk about drum set a little bit there, but I played drum set for a really long time. And honestly, I'm probably worse at drum set now than I was like at the beginning of college. Like I played so much in high school and early college. And now I just like, I'm still good. And I probably have, I'm more musical and stuff now, but just like chops wise probably. But anyway, I always thought of myself as a really good drum set player. And I just always kind of thought you were just like casual drum set player, like played in spirit band and stuff. And then I don't remember when it was, it might've been like when we were doing stuff for when the pandemic first hit, when I was in grad school and we were like making video, like some of those duo videos on like drum set and marching snare and stuff. And I was like, oh, he's actually like really good at drum set. You had like all, like you played real similar to me with like linear patterns and things like that. So anyway.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah. Kevin's a good drum set player. Cool. Next question. We're on number 9. So we're a little over halfway through. What would you say? What would you say you're worst at? What's your worst instrument?
I mean, I guess you have were you going to answer for me?
I was going to say you have 2 seconds.
I mean, I would say that I'm like, I would say the instrument that I couldn't just walk up and like play literally anything on, I guess would just be like mallets.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not saying that I'm bad at it at all. I'm pretty good at reading. I feel like I can, anything you hand me, I can get it down in a day if I need to. Not a day, but you get like any concept.
Yeah, okay, I've got a solo for you.
Yeah.
Here's Velocities. But
like I have,
see you tomorrow.
I have the chops to do most probably anything that I would need to. But I think there's, I probably didn't give as much practice time in college to mallets that I could have probably. Practicing a bunch of snare stuff, but I mean, I still think I'm a good mallet player. I just, if I had to pick something I was worst at, it would be that, or it would be finger cymbals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Getting like the tricks down is really hard.
Yeah.
Like the visuals. What are some of the most crucial things that have made you a good teacher?
I think the number one thing that made me comfortable being in front of kids and teaching kids well is that I got to be a drumline tech at Stillwater High School.
Yeah.
Like that's why I always tell kids, if you're going to go to college and be a music ed major and you want to teach, it is literally just mandatory. Like get with a high school around your area and teach their drumline, or teach the kids lessons.
Get a teching job and teach lessons. Like both of us went that pathway. So.
Because I had a year teaching their front ensemble, and then I had 2 years of teching and then 1 year of student teaching. And just being able to be in front of kids and like having to just make decisions and get comfortable in front of kids is like the only way to get good at it. You know, I mean, we have had a plethora of student teachers come through the high school that I teach at, or the school that I teach at. And I mean, just watching them from their first day to their last day is like insane. So if you get in front of kids early on in your college career, you can, number one, you can decide if this is something you actually want to do.
Or until you do like 3.5 years of it, and then student, or 4 years and then student teaching, you're like, I hate
kids. Yeah.
I hate kids.
So getting in front of students early on in my college career, I think that's where I learned how to do most of what I know how to do, is just figuring out, doing it.
Yeah. So experience, like real world experience.
Yeah. So I think that's what made me really confident now.
All right, cool. Next one is, what is something students do that annoy you the most?
Breathe.
That annoys you the most.
Did I write it wrong? I would say, I would honestly, probably like not bringing their stuff to class, I guess, would be like annoying. When a kid's like, they come up to me and they're like smiling, because they think it's going to be okay. And they're like, I left my stick bag at home. And they're smiling at you. And you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then you break your Chromebook when you smash the zero button.
Yeah. Which makes it work the same amount as it did before you broke it.
Yeah. Which,
So yeah, I would say like just that stuff, which is never going to go away. Like a kid not bringing their stuff, or like a kid losing a piece of music you gave them, or a kid not practicing.
Yeah.
Just, which is what every band director deals with ever.
Yeah. Things that aren't hard to do. It's not that a kid can't play like cheese inverts. It's the kid that can't do like the most basic thing, which is just like, hey guys, just have a pencil on your stand. Like I shouldn't have to ask you to do that anymore. Yeah. I get
you. Yeah. When I'm testing kids for percussion this year, I'm going to actually ask them, do you have a pencil on you right now? And if they say no, I'm going to make them leave.
Get out.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah. Oh, man. This one is one of my favorite question right here. Do you have an influential teacher or director?
Can I name more than one?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably have more than one.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, I'll kind of go in order of when I had relation with them. But
whoa.
Okay. that has a term that's not inappropriate, right? Did I just say that?
Yeah, weird? Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I have a few. I'm going to say them in order of when they did teach me.
Okay.
The first one was Wade Robertson. He was my beginning band director. He actually just passed away
I saw that
a week and Facebook. A half ago or something. So yeah, but he was amazing. I mean, he was a percussionist. So, I think it's rare to have I was at a school that like beginning band was just all together. Like we didn't have like separate classes, but
yeah.
And it takes a special person to be that kind of band director who can teach an entire class of
at the
first
same time.
Year instruments together. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And so he was just great. I mean, he was really, really aggressive and could get pretty mad in a class period, but I think it came out of just like, you are going to be good at this and we're not going to be bad. And he's the one that started me on drum set. I had drum set lessons with him probably the last 2 years that I was in his band. And then my high school guys, his name was Chris Matthews, and he was a drumline tech. And I started taking lessons with him when I was in high school, and he was just really cool and down to earth, and taught us, you know, all 4 years of my high school career. And I mean, he's probably the guy that when I had lessons, I mean, he just threw every rudiment at me to learn and exercises and stuff like that. So, he was really influential in my, like marching snare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wayne Bovenchen at OSU, he was great.
Yeah.
Obviously pushing us to get better at lots of things and learning how to teach things from him and stuff like that. So all three of those dudes.
Yeah. Good people. All right, cool. Next one, also a good one. What is your favorite rudiment?
I mean, I would say I probably never sit down at a pad without playing paradiddle diddles. I mean, those just flow out of the hand.
Flow, feel nice.
Yeah. I like playing pataflaflas, and I like playing egg beaters.
Okay.
A lot.
Well, the question wasn't hybrid rudiment, so be careful there.
Oh, my gosh.
Minus one.
I'm going to get a B now.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite piece of music you've ever performed? I'm sure you do. So what is your favorite piece of music? The Macarena.
I shouldn't have let you put this on the list. I was in beginning band, and we played.
Oh no. The Tempest by Robert W.
First
Smith.
First Christmas March. I do remember in college, we played, oh my gosh.
There's no way this is going to be the same for us. Come on.
No, it's not. Okay. Yeah. My favorite piece was probably, it was called G-Spot Tornado by Frank Zappa, which is a really funny piece, but I remember that was one of our auditions was on marimba, and it was just like freaking cool. That was really cool. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of cool pieces that we've played. It's hard to pick.
You talk about being overwhelmed or like maybe it not expecting, it not being what you expected getting into like music school. My freshman year, that was your senior year, right? Yeah. And that was the audition.
Yeah.
And I remember like, you know, just leaving like a good band program, but I was definitely not great at mallets when I went into college. And yeah, that piece, that excerpt from that Frank Zappa piece. I just remember being like, oh my God. And that's like, I didn't make wind ensemble that year. I knew I wasn't going to. Cause that
you did
that
though, was just right? Way did you of, not?
No, I made it my sophomore year.
Oh, right. Cause you didn't go to Japan.
Right. I missed the 1 year and the last year that.
Well, you would have been better than some of the people in there.
Probably, but they had been in the group before.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And you know, Dr. Missile was very loyal to that, which is fine.
Yeah.
Cause they were proven. But yeah, I didn't get to that. I was like, oh, we'll go again in 4 years. Never went. Like, nope. That was the last Japan trip. If you guys don't, well, probably a lot of you don't know, the OSU Wind Ensemble used to go to Japan and play. It was basically like CBDNA or
Japan
whatever.
Band clinic is what
yeah,
it was.
Or like yeah. Midwest or something, yeah. But in Japan. And you guys would do like a whole tour of like, you guys would be gone for probably a week, right?
I think it was like a week and a half or something like that.
Yeah. And it's like, it was just this really awesome trip that everybody that went through the OSU Wind Ensemble always talked about. They did it every 2 or 3 years. Basically, every year they were eligible.
I think it was like at least every 4 or 5 they went for.
Yeah,
for
every year they were eligible. They went because they're like one of the best wind ensembles in the country, or honestly, probably in the world. Like, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's a cool piece. I do remember. I've never played it, but I remember seeing it in concert because it was my freshman year, and I was like, I got to see this. Like. Feel like maybe Ishak had the ended up getting the marimba part or something.
No, we kind of all did. Like I played it. It was like
it
a
was
couple
it like
of us.
Kind of all over.
I think
the,
it was
all
I think
over
Ishak
might have
been
parts.
Like on xylophone.
Okay.
Like it was
that'd
know,
be that's scary.
Yeah, yeah, it was Yeah, there were like three or four of us that played it.
All right. Rounding this one out, I think this is the last one.
Yeah.
What's one of your goals as a percussion educator or just a music educator?
Yeah. I mean, it would be really cool to eventually have a group that plays it at something like PASIC or Midwest, like a percussion group. So that would be cool. I want to continue like making kids like percussion and like drumming and,
yeah, man,
and stuff like that. I feel like there's like two paths you can take. You can be like a stickler and make kids not enjoy it, but they're really good, or like have a good program, but the kids aren't liking it, or like having kids enjoy what they do and making percussion and drumming just fun and making kids like maybe they don't want to major in it, but they want to find a way to continue playing after high school. That really is kind of what I would like to do most.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Keep going.
That's really close to kind of what my overall goal is too, I think.
Well, we'll hear from that next time.
Yeah, sorry, I'll stop. Okay, we've reached the bonus questions.
Yes.
So I got five of them. These are just kind of like, you know, I mean, it's not going to be anything awkward. I just like, these are just things that like for people, you know, the whole reason on these interviews is to like have, you know, our plethora of listeners get to know us a little bit
better, nervous.
Get to know the hosts. What's your blood type?
Oh, positive.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, is that not really? One of them?
No, that's not one of them.
Oh,
bonus. Nice. What's your favorite type of food?
Ugh. I would say like, you can't go wrong with just a really stinking good pizza.
Okay. Respectable.
Like, and I'm talking like, I pretty much nowadays hate fast food pizza.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I'm not trying to be like bougie or a jerk, but like, I would like, we have a pizza place that is like a 15 minute drive one way to go get it. And like, I'll go do it. Like, I'll do the 30 minute round trip drive to go get,
yeah, to get a good,
to go get pizza. a real, instead of like, we have Mazio's and Mazio's, whatever. And yeah, like I would probably say just like a really good pizza, or I really like boneless wings are really good, but sorry, I had
chicken
to pick one.
Tenders. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do that is non-music related?
Play drum set.
Good one.
You're
saying that drum set players aren't musicians.
I'm just kidding. Gosh, that's hard because like,
I had an answer in mind for you.
What were you going to say? What was it going to be?
Waiting in line to buy something and then,
oh,
and then chickening out and leaving.
I've gotten so much better than that.
No, I thought you were going to say, I thought you would have said hiking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Being outdoors, like doing something active outdoors. I feel like
we haven't done as much of that.
Yeah.
As we
I feel
used
like
to.
Even if I have the opportunity to, like, I'm so tired from doing band stuff that I just want to chill. I mean, I love watching like a good show or a good movie.
Okay, so watching TV,
which is not a good answer, but
that's fine. If you, I mean, I like chilling.
I can
out
say I can't do
maxing
that for like a length of time that I could have like 10 years ago. Like,
yeah.
I cannot, like 10 years ago, I could sit and watch TV literally all day, and I cannot do that now, just mentally and physically. So,
yeah, I might have one day a year where I just watch like a few hours of TV,
yeah,
straight. And then it's usually like Thanksgiving break or Christmas break,
yeah,
something like that. What you looking at over there, buddy?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, your eyes just keep
my phone's
going
on
down.
So.
Oh.
Go for
okay.
it.
Texting is your favorite thing to do. Dogs or cats?
Dogs, no, yeah, question.
You have dogs. Do you want to tell people about your dogs?
I have a Maltese Pomeranian named Pippi, and I have a...
Hang on, named what? Because people didn't hear it.
Pippi.
Probably. Okay.
P-I-P-P-I. And a Maltese...
And the PP stands for percussion perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And a Maltese, I think Yorkie, but some kind of other mutt in him, and he's called Louie.
Yeah, basically looks the same.
They look not different. Quite. They look different.
He's a little.
He's like scruffier,
scragglier. Yeah. Yeah. Looks like a drifter. I call him Lewis. He's a good boy.
He is.
Okay, if you could play drums, I am excited for this one. If you could play drums for one band, what band would it be?
Shoot.
Man, I have an answer for like immediately. I thought you might too, but maybe not. I guess not.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd say Celine Dion.
Oh gosh.
We can come back. We can
Let's come back,
back
to
it.
That.
Okay. Last question. Who is your best friend?
Jill, my wife.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm kidding. I mean, you're my best friend.
Thanks. He said it on the podcast, guys. So he can't lie.
I'm the one that edits this. So I can take it right on out.
You just take that question out. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously like my wife's my best friend too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm talking about like outside of the marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your one band? If you could play for a group or maybe like, it doesn't have to be a group. Like if you could drum for like Wicked or something like that. Like,
yeah.
It could
I would
be
say
just like a drumming.
Honestly,
gig, maybe.
It would be like, yeah, I would love to be like a pit musician.
Yeah.
Like that would be fun. Like playing. I actually don't have that much experience knowing that Wicked music, so I wouldn't know about that as much. But I would say being just like a Broadway, like a pit musician for a musical would be pretty sweet. I don't really know if I could say like a band that I would want to play for.
Gotcha.
Maybe like like a jazz ensemble would be fun. Just like a big band could be pretty cool.
Mine would be the Avett Brothers, 100%.
Yeah.
Drum for them would be a lot of fun. All right. Well,
is that it? Is that all five?
That was the whole interview for Kevin Mazarko. We'll have you're going to interview me on the next episode, right?
Yeah,
and then we'll get going with some of our topics and hopefully some timely topics. We've got some coming out that will kind of go well with this spring semester that is coming up. So yeah, anything else, man?
That's it. Hopefully you know everything about me that now you ever needed to know.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys.
If you think of any other questions, email us.
Yeah.
We'll answer them as long as they're not awkward.
We'll just always interview each other no matter what.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in the next one.
Later. Thank you.